shall we? It's the 18th of December, 1 week from today. We will be saying Merry Christmas, we, whoever we is. We. I know it's going to be me. Kenny will be off with his family. Michael will be here. I don't know, Jennifer, are you going to be here on Christmas morning or not? Come on.
Questionable.
Oh, it is.
You told us we were going to be off on Christmas, Dougie.
That's all right. I can be here. I can occupy in
you
it.
You can't occupy Christmas.
I can.
You're going to tinkle in the hall.
No, I'm going to be fine. If I am by myself, I find myself, when left to my own thoughts, I go rather deeply into a state of a trance.
I have a better idea than this.
What's the better idea?
Why don't you come over for Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Spend the night, and then you won't have to worry about doing a show on Christmas Day.
Well, the...
And I don't mean spend the night in like a weird way. I mean like in a nice way. I'm not trying to get out of work and like use my womanly way.
Nice job, Jennifer.
Hello, sailor.
However, my schedule, I have made this, as you're familiar with the way I travel. This is a rather tight trip. I will be gone for a total of 23 hours from when I leave the farm to when I get back to the farm.
Such a weirdo.
So I'm getting on a plane at 7:55 in Boston. We'll arrive in Los Angeles around midnight. I'll go to my house, take a nap for maybe 40, 45 minutes, get up, do the program, and then take another nap for an hour or so, then go to Megan's house for breakfast, go back to the airport, get on a plane, and come back home again.
Doesn't this hurt you a little bit? Like, that's not a lot of sleep.
No, it's fine. My friend said to me, why do you do this to yourself? I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
This is what this friend is saying to you, too. Why are you doing this?
Because I want to see my daughter for Christmas, and that's the only way I'm going to do it, because it may be that I'm not back out there for a couple more weeks after that. And so it's a good way to be fatherly, loving, close to my daughter. My son is going to be working, so he's not going to be around anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. You know what? I find, I think it wasn't last year, but the year before, I flew on Christmas Eve, and I found it to be actually quite a wonderful experience. There weren't that many people on the plane, and there was a woman who had dogs, and they were just running around the plane. There were like 40 people in the back of the plane, and the dogs were just walking around, and the flight attendants had a great time. They were all dressed up in their regalia, and there was special food on the plane. It was a nice way to spend Christmas Eve. And I can watch on the box there, whatever Christmas movies there may be
that
I want to watch.
That's called a TV.
Yeah, whatever.
Those boxes.
Anyway, so that's why I have said I will do it that way. But thank you anyway. How many people this close to Christmas give a hoo-hoo about a budget deal? The bipartisan budget deal. The Senate is going to clear the bill supposedly today so that the president can sign it. There were, I think, some votes taken yesterday. What it actually does, for those of you who are curious, it restores $45 billion of the amount scheduled to be automatically cut from the operating budget because of the sequester. So why did we do that last year? Do you know that not one thing was affected by that? Once it came down to the bottom line, there were a lot of people in government that used it as an excuse for not doing things or not paying for things, but it was really quite effective. Anyway, and by the way, there was a woman who was running for Congress here in my district, because the congressman that was here, Ed Markey, became the senator, and so the woman that was running got beaten, drummed out. Even though this is a Democratic state and she was running as a Democrat, her main cry was, we have to restore this sequester money because there are a lot of people who are suffering at the hands of not enough money to take care of their needs. Huh? She was soundly defeated. So that tells you what the mood is, it seems to me. And I don't, you know, in terms of adding 45. And these are the people, by the way, that are getting the ire of those who are in the Tea Party, who want there to be more strict adherence to budget guidelines,
mm-hmm.
and with good cause. This is spending money that doesn't need to be spent.
I know.
And if you go through the budget completely, if they really did do what they ought to do as management people, then there wouldn't be the kind of budget that we have that just keeps adding and piling on money from last year's budget. You start with a zero-based budget, and every year you justify why it is that you need to spend the taxpayers' money. Haven't done that? I don't even know when they ever did that. The history in my lifetime, anyway, has been when I studied it in civics in the eighth grade, and from that point, U.S. history and the U.S. government in high school, which is what everybody ought to be doing. There should be mandatory. You have to take English courses. You have to take math courses.
Right.
So why don't you have to take government courses? What's more important than
knowing? Because they don't want you to know the government, but they can keep, you know.
Right, screwing around.
Pull over your eyes.
Right, exactly. And so thus we suffer the fate, whether it's the budget or the NSA or all these other things that are part of the hoopla, the way the country is run. You know what? I'm tired. Every day it's the same damn thing. I am really kidding. Let's have a Merry Christmas week. Although, I don't know, I have decided that the stories what I'm supposed to do here is give you a quick thumbnail sketch of some of the top stories. There is absolutely no reason to discuss the aftermath of the shooting in Colorado. Not a reason in the world to spend any more time talking about that. Whether or not
the same story over and over again.
It's over and over and over and over and over again. And the kid may have planned a larger attack, blah, 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 blah. A shoot up at a hospital in Nevada. Who needs to know about that? Why is that going to help you through your day? I think it's interesting to note that they arrested a kid in the bomb threat at Harvard yesterday. I'm laughing about it. It's probably not something laughable. It's just he was trying to get out of taking a final exam. So he had a bomb threat.
Jeez.
That's what he was. That's what he was trying to do. I'm going to flunk my final exam,
I'm
so I think
you.
We'll call in a bomb threat.
This is the new equivalent to pulling the fire alarm. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, there was a little chuckling going on here, but not a whole lot. Anyway, we get ourselves focused on the spacewalk. Jennifer, see what you can find out about that, will you? Or Kenny? There's supposed to be an emergency
spacewalk. Yeah,
they're
going to do it to go fix the International Space Station.
The International Space Station is a large, very big contraption.
They're going to walk up there and just, you know.
Yeah, what are they going to do with
that? A couple of hammers and some nails and they're good.
All right.
I envision an astronaut tool belt.
Yeah, really?
I'll get you the whole story if you want it.
I think that'd be good. I'm just trying to imagine what you're going to nail into. I didn't think there was any plywood on the outside of the are there any 2x6s.
Slap on a little paint.
2x4.
Spackle.
Christmas lights.
Right.
A little bit of spackle.
That's actually a good idea. Christmas lights. Here's another good idea for those of you who have bags under your eyes and would like to have a Chamonix Christmas. Chamonix is the developer and producer and sales agent for a new product called GenuCell. GenuCell is a serum developed from stem cell technology. And what it does is deal with the puffiness under your eyes, the crow's feet around your eyes, the small lines that have appeared that you would like to get rid of, maybe on your eyelids. I don't know where those lines come. I look at them, got little crow's feet around my eyes, and I'm betting no matter what your age, you got some around yours. This stuff is amazing, by the way. It does feel there's no stickiness to it. You can tell it's a serum when you put it on your hands. If this were television, you'd see me rubbing my hands because I'm feeling sort of in my mind how the GenuCell serum feels. It's so smooth. And you can imagine that smoothness, how it's going to go to work on the puffiness around your eyes. Get to work on the crow's feet around your eyes, the small lines, all those things that I was talking about. GenuCell, it is absolutely a wonderful product. And it comes from the same people that have put together the formula for that legendary face cream called Esotique. And by the way, if you call right now, 800-543-9262, you'll get a free jar of Esotique with your order. Mention Doug Steffen, you get free express holiday shipping, so you make sure it gets delivered to whoever you're buying it for as a gift before Christmas or deliver it to you before Christmas. 800-543-9262. Have I done a good job convincing you that this makes great sense for your health and well-being, but for your looks and your feelings about yourself and And at this time of year, you know, you want to look your best and feel your best. Looking your best, that's mind-body connection. When you look well, you will feel well. When you look good, you will feel good. 800-543-9262. It's called GenuCell. It's for the lines and puffiness under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 39 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sale starts Thursday. Visit Lumber Liquidators. Liquidators.com and find your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. All right, let's see what we have here. Don't forget the Mom Knows Best Tips. You are invited to post your best health tips for the cold and flu season at DougSteffen.com, or actually better, go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and it'll be obvious what you're doing there. Kenny has reposted that. We'll read some of these tips on the air when we can, and the folks that are participating get blankets and thermometers, which is kind of a cool thing. So Exergen temporal scanner thermometers, the most accurate temperature read. Be sure to have one for your family, and be sure to send along your tips for healthier living. All right, what's going on with the space station?
All right, so the space station, Dougie, does not need a coat of paint, as formerly thought. They're actually, NASA has ordered up a series of urgent spacewalks to fix a broken cooling line.
Really?
At the International Space Station. Apparently, their air conditioner is broken.
I heard it was a bad valve or something like that.
No, it's a big repair job, could stretch to Christmas Day.
Really? From today to Christmas?
Yes.
Wow. They got the tools to do it. Winner is
hired the smell-good plumber.
Winner, yeah. Winners in the Mega Millions coming up in the next half hour. Good day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Contest on The Voice, Tess Ann Shin singing here with Celine Dion, who was on the program last night. Here's the rundown or the decision, the announcement of the winner of The Voice from the show.
I will first reveal the artist in third place. The finalist in third place is... Champlin, congratulations.
What a waste of time.
Right, the winner is dramatic.
Nah, it's boring. It's bunkum. Tess Ann Shin won, so it's the end of that. She was on Team Aguilera, right? Wasn't she? Who was she on with?
Will or Tess Ann? Both were Adam.
They were Adam.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, so this again, it's only Blake and Adam that have won The Voice, which I think is pretty funny.
That is kind of
Blake 3 times, Adam 2x.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day at 25 past the hour. Let's have some real fun and real entertainment and real drama with the hosts of the late night shows and their monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Christmas almost here, just a couple days away. And this is interesting. Toys R Us announced they're going to stay open for 87 hours straight leading up to Christmas Day. 87 hours straight, yeah. To get ready this morning, Toys R Us started hiring only meth addicts.
I don't know where Elmo is. You tell me where Elmo is.
Yeah. Here in Los Angeles, a shopping mall has a program to feature racially diverse Santas. Yeah. So now you can take your kids to the mall and let them sit on either a creepy white stranger's lap or a creepy black stranger's lap. It's your choice.
Oh, nice.
And scientists at California's Buck Institute of Age Research say that gene manipulation will allow people to one day live to be 500 years old. You know what that means? John McCain will run for re-election again. Oh, my God. 500? Really? Well, they don't tell you the downside to living 500 years. So you have to work until you're 470 before you can retire. So so that's a whole big deal.
This is a funny thing. Gemologists, and I don't know where this stuff comes from. I don't know the origin. I don't know the motivation. I don't even know the objective. But the gemologists say that the unluckiest engagement ring, and I never heard that applied to an engagement ring.
No, really.
The idea of luck.
Oh, yeah.
Gemologists say that the unluckiest engagement ring is a square-cut diamond.
Oh.
Square-cut diamond.
That's
or any ring worn by a Kardashian.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Just a note, though, if you did want to know, I do like the square cut diamond. Everybody really? That want, yeah.
Anyway, I just, you know what? When I go through the news of the day, anytime I see anything that has anything to do with the Kardashians, I just basically toss it because it just—it's so annoying. I'm here to discuss issues, and also a lot of people want to have celebrity gossip, but there's just nothing about them. Now, I could—you could say, "Well, who are you to decide that?" I'm the host of the program. I am interested in Charlie Sheen gossip, though.
Ooh, what's happening?
He's mad at his ex-wife, plans to hit her where it hurts, her wallet. He has plans to go to court this week to get Denise's child support cut. She gets $55,000 a month now for the two kids.
You know, if I were Denise Richards, I would say, really, dude? I took care of all of your children.
Right.
Even the ones that weren't mine.
He's an a-hole.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, I think that's part of the point here. You're seeing what the true colors really are of this guy. 28 past the hour and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Coming right up, what did you think of Obama's big inequality speech?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day. Week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with VandenHeuvel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. What did you think of Obama's speech saying that inequality was a growing danger in America?
About a third of that speech I would agree with. The third about how important mobility is to the definition of America. But a third of it was basically just bashing the rich. You know, and envy is not an American value. Aspiration is.
I think we're living in a second gilded age. But I disagree with Rich because I think the speech at its core was very deeply aspirational and was about what the president called the basic bargain, that if you work hard, you should be able to make a decent living and support your family. It was about the opportunity deficit. And I think it was not really, in my mind, a left or right speech. It was about right and wrong.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You listening intently again. It's
what?
A big idea.
Don't listening worry, I'm not really listening.
The Dudley Stephan Good Day program. Ken and Jennifer aren't listening, but I know you are, and that's a good thing. Our Christmas star of the day, we have another week of these. James Robert Webb, who is a country singer of note, will be regaling. Excuse me. I just had a Fig Newton. He'll be regaling us with some holly jolly Christmas music. A few moments, Wednesday it is, the Doug Good Day program. We're looking outside. We had 3 or 4 inches of snow here last night, and the moon casting. It was so bright. I woke up in the middle of the night because Charlotte now has to go out more frequently. So she comes and she sits and makes her
wake up, wake up.
Yep. So I opened the door and looked out, and it really, what to my wondering eyes should
still
appear?
Here. Yes.
With a big full moon on the snow, on the crest of the new fallen snow.
How much snow is there?
On the ground here now?
Yeah.
Probably 8-9 inches.
Because I'm going to whine. It's 84 here today. It's
I'm not whining.
Hot.
I mean, no whining
for
me.
I'd love to see snow.
I'm there. Okay, congratulations to the 2 winning Mega Millions winners.
If you need a best friend, I'm available.
One was sold, ticket sold in San Jose, California. The other was sold in Georgia. Mm. The Mega Millions director said that the ticket, they didn't know what city quite yet. They know that it's someplace in Georgia. But so anyway, $336 million in tickets were sold for the drawing. That is, they added, and then they divvy up the money, so that's how it got to 636. They had projected earlier on a jackpot of $319 million. I think it's interesting how they divvy this stuff up. After there are ways, as wonderful and great as it is, mm-hmm. the math that goes with this is pretty astounding. So the winning amount is $636 million.
Right.
So that's if you take it over 20 years, they pay you X number of dollars. And
I want it all up front.
Yeah, that's what most people take. They take it up front. I'm not sure I'd do that if I were the winner. It just kind of depends on what
you're doing. I want to invest it myself.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. I want all my money like now, you know?
Yeah.
The power of now.
But you're not going to get all of your money because the feds take their share, the 36%.
Oh, yeah.
So a third of it out the window before you even get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone to the feds. Right? And then so you lose this. It's cut. If you're taking it in cash, because it's an annuity, and that's how they get up to 636, they don't have to have that much money set aside. And that's where they, quote-unquote, make their money. The spread between how much is actually collected and what they give, especially if they gave it away in 20 years, means that they can rely on the continuing input, influx of cash that comes in every week as they draw. So there are millions, billions of dollars, in fact, generated by these lotteries to be used for who knows what. That's the other side of this. They keep saying, well, we're going to use it for schools and libraries. Never use it for schools and libraries. What does it get used for? Anybody know?
It doesn't go directly to the schools, that's for sure. I think they get like a pad of paper a year or something. My mom always laughs about that. Cause
they keep saying, let's have a lottery because we'll benefit the schools
right.
that way.
And then yet my mom is still buying toilet paper and bringing it to school right. because there isn't any.
Yeah. She's given a roll to the principal just for fun.
Oh, she has given more than a roll to
really?
The principal. Came with a piece of her mind.
Good, feisty mother. Anyway, so $636 million divided in half. Yada, it's still a lot of money. The chances of your winning, by the way, were 1 in 176 million.
You're more likely to be hit by a piece of airplane or something falling
right.
out of the sky.
Yeah.
I had heard you're more likely to be struck by lightning in a coal mine.
Yeah.
Twice or something.
Yeah. But I still bought tickets.
I did too. There was an incident in New York yesterday. A man with his guide dog hit by a subway. But they both survived.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
But they survived, or how did it happen that they fell into the tracks?
Well, I kind of get how they might have fallen.
I think the guy fainted and fell on the tracks.
Oh.
The dog went down to rescue him. I think that's the story. We'll get the story later on.
Or he pulled the dog with him.
Either or both of those things. Well, anything is possible. Anything is possible. The death of Paul Walker been on lots of people's minds. His death certificate was issued yesterday. See what the death certificate says. States he died from combined effects of traumatic and thermal injuries. That's kind of like the results of a UN study. You see all of these obvious. I've been making that reference for the last week or so since the UN. If you didn't hear me talking about the UN, said that the Syrians definitely used gas.
Yeah.
After a four-month study, UN says, you can take it to the bank. The Syrians used gas on their people. Okay. So this seems to be I think there were two or three examples that came up with that were foolish yesterday. And this is another one of them. But I guess they have to have some sort of legal trail in case there are suits against the city or, who knows, suits against the automaker.
Mm-hmm.
So his official death certificate says traumatic and thermal injuries, and that sort of puts to what are they going to do with these movies? I heard yesterday, Kenny, that they were going to just not make them anymore.
Oh, I heard his brother, Paul Walker's brother, was going to take over for him in Fast and Furious 7.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big rumor going around.
What's his brother look like?
No idea. I don't know if they would just say, oops, and insult everybody's intelligence and just go, here's the guy. Or if they would maybe kill off of his character and bring this guy in. I don't know what they would do. I don't know.
So he gets killed in a car crash in Fast and Furious 7. What do you bet that's going to become part of the line? They'll have to reshoot half of the movie.
It'd be really sad. I mean, that's
some race. He gets killed. Bradley Cooper is in the news today, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's been struggling with addiction. Why is it all of these, I should have you ask that question, these good-looking guys in their 30s get hooked on crack or whatever the heck else it is that's around? Why are they so easily set on a course of sabotage, self-sabotage?
I don't think it's just these 30-year-old guys. I mean, look at all the young girls that are in trouble.
Well,
so I think it's just people in this industry are so... My theory, would you like my crack theory, you're so judged by everybody. And this is part of the job, but yet when you get there, you're still very judged. Everybody's watching you, you're judged, and everybody's throwing things at you. And I think
throwing things,
like everything's available. Drugs are just readily available in this industry. I think in the acting industry anyway, there's just a lot of drugs around. And so if you're insecure already, everybody's looking at you and people are throwing drugs at you, that's what you're going to do, one of the things you might do to cope. And people, I really do believe, have that addiction bug in their brain. Either, you are an addict and you know it, or you're not. And if you're lucky enough not to be an addict, that's great. But a lot of people are.
I'm a meth addict now, and I know it. I'm a meth addict now, and I know it.
Is this what you say
to
yourself?
I'm a meth addict. And I was looking at this new federal report showing that the percentage of American high school students who smoke marijuana is rising.
Oh.
While the use of alcohol and almost every other drug is falling. Mm-hmm. So does this raise concerns that the relaxation of restrictions on marijuana, which can
pot is everywhere, and it's
20
very glam with those with
is
the 20-somethings and younger, I think. Because
really?
It's been marketed as such a healthy thing for you to do. Like, hey, you want to escape it all? Don't pick up that bottle. Just smoke some pot. You'll be fine. And people think it's a lot safer, and it might be. I don't know.
The acceptance of medical marijuana in multiple states leads to the sense that if it's used for medicinal purposes, it can't be that harmful, says the doctor who did the study. Survey says, that very consistently, the greater the number of children that perceive marijuana as risky, the less they smoke it. Now they don't think it's risky, so puff, 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 puff.
Yeah, everybody says, oh, it's just pot. It's just that, you know, so it has been discounted quite a bit.
According to the latest federal figures, which were part of this survey, Monitoring the Future, that's the name of the survey, more than 12% of 8th graders and 36% of seniors in public and private schools around the country say they have smoked marijuana in the past year. All right, that's not very uplifting news either, is it? Okay, enough of this stuff. How about we have our Christmas star of the day in a moment? Everybody ready for that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll meet James Robert Webb here on Good Day in just a matter of moments.
Sex song.
This holiday season, remember.
Easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Fine jewelry will be at the top of many wish lists this holiday season, and why not give them what they want? Amanda Gizzi of the Jewelry Information Center shares some of the top jewelry gift ideas that help you get the most bang for your buck.
Fine jewelry is designed to last a lifetime, and it can be appreciated for years to come. This holiday season, show your love with precious metals. Yellow gold is hot in fashion, yet remains timeless. Platinum jewelry is great for showcasing diamonds and gemstones. Don't overlook stackable jewelry. Stacking rings or bracelets mean future gift-giving will be a breeze.
Any good tips on where to shop?
Start with your local reputable jeweler. They're your ultimate gift-giving resource. To find a jeweler, ask a friend for a recommendation and make sure they're a member of Jewelers of America. Good jewelers are worth their weight in, well, gold.
For more information and to find a professional jeweler near you, log on to JIC.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Charlie's Country.
Love it.
I don't know if there'll be snow.
You practice.
Have a cup of cheer.
Singing.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
these nuances that make it sound country.
The real guys don't have to do that.
All right, let's find out if this guy's for real. James Robert Webb singing A Holly Jolly Christmas there with his...
He says y'all. He doesn't practice y'all. I love it.
Y'all?
How do you do, James? Well, hey, Merry Christmas.
I'm doing great. How y'all doing this morning?
I think we're all we're doing well. Thank you. Your Christmas debut, and I'm only teasing you. Christmas debut album is called Born on This Day. So you're from Oklahoma, I understand, yes?
Yes, I am. I am from Oklahoma. I'll try to lose the country accent.
No, I love it. Please don't.
No, Jennifer.
My non-regional diction.
Yes, no, that's all right. I went to school in Ohio, and I had a New England accent you cut with a knife, and I learned how to, I lost it, and that's how I was able to be acceptable in the radio world.
But every once in a while it comes back.
Right. Yeah, it does. Every once in a while.
He parks his car.
You don't have to. In fact, it's Jennifer's not really teasing with you.
No.
The way you sing is desirable, and the way you talk is desirable. In today's, I don't know. You seem to be complaining, from what I understand, about the status of country music today, and don't know that I blame you. My first job in radio was playing country music on a station in Ohio, in fact, and I love the old classic country, and the stuff around today just is so bland, like all the other stuff that's around, don't you think?
Well, I think there's a tendency in country right now to try to appeal to more of the pop crowd because of all of the loss of music sales across the board, and all the record labels are really struggling. So they're trying to find, they're trying to push artists probably to be a little bit more universal and pop, and that's why you get inclusion of hip hop stuff. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music, and I play, sometimes I'll play stuff that does different genres, but I, if I'm going to play country, I really draw more influences from that kind of classic country. Like Willie and
it used to be kind of simple. I mean, I think maybe George Strait is kind of the last one that's doing it, although Garth is going back on tour. But you're right. Everything now that's appealing is great. It's still good. I love it. I'm a country fan. But it is very much geared for crossover.
All right. So what do you play? You play a number of instruments. What do you play?
I play probably the oldest thing I played is piano. Since I was a little kid, pecking around on that, and took lessons for a couple of years, but I guess I never really had the discipline because I could kind of play by ear. So once I could say play, for example, Fur Elise, and kind of know what it sounded like, I would have trouble, reading the music again. So I didn't get real good at reading music, and that trailed off after a couple of years. Then I started playing drums and percussion in band, and then my dad got me a guitar when I was about 14, and that's kind of been one of the things I've played over the years that's kept me sane.
All right. Let's listen to another one of these cuts to see how the instrumental influence that you were just talking about gets into this. This is from the debut album I was talking about before. Holly Jolly Christmas is on that. Born on This Day is the name of the album. And there's a song called I Just Want to Be Your Santa Claus.
I just want to be your Santa Claus and give you
probably use a thing or two. I like it. I listen. This is something that sort of goes back to the roots of what the first music ever played on the radio was big band and original country. You know that, right? This is something. Also, you recorded a version of Roger Miller's Old Toy Trains. Let's listen to that.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums.
As somebody who played Roger Miller's music when I was a jock there, this sounds just like it. So you have maintained,
We definitely wanted to do a nod to Roger Miller, and there's the Blue Christmas version is kind of more of a nod to, say, Ernest Tubb's older version than Elvis, although I like Elvis too.
All right. JamesRobertWebb.com. JamesRobertWebb2Bs.com. James Robert Webb, thank you for being our Christmas star of the day.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I was going to use time twice in the same sentence. That's not as good. I should have just said, this is Tech Talk time on Good Day, and be done with it. Right?
Yeah.
Where's everybody? Where's my support staff?
Your support staff is right here.
Right.
Holding you up, sir.
Thank you.
Like Shelley, you're in the Lion King. I'm holding you up in my arms.
Yes, there's a song there somewhere. Shelley Palmer is our reporter, and he talks with us today about Spotify's announcement that their app is now going to be free. Something perhaps for the Queen of Cheap to talk about as well. We'll hear Shelley's rap on this in just a moment on Good Day.
Cafe Nashville News.
Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angel Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angel Sing was recently judged as family approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Spotify recently announced that anyone with an iOS or Android device can now use its mobile app free of charge. The free version of the app will be ad-supported. Until now, you could only listen to Spotify for free on your computer, and only premium members who paid $10 a month could access the service through their mobile devices. While the tablet app works just like the desktop version, you're able to pick specific tracks you want to hear, there's a bit of a catch when it comes to the smartphone app. You can still access your playlists and music albums, but you have to listen randomly using the shuffle play button. It's not like Pandora, where playing Beyonce radio will play songs by Beyonce and other similar artists. You only hear songs from the artist you choose, and speaking of artists, Spotify also announced that Led Zeppelin's catalog is now available to stream, and is, at least for the moment, exclusive to Spotify. Rock on. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Actually, Old Navy's got it. The best last-minute gifts from just $1. This Friday through Christmas Eve.
Break it down for me, fellas.
Fleece hats for $1. Scarves for $2. Gloves for $3. Kids graphic tees for $4. And long-sleeve tees for everyone for $5. Plus, get up to 60% off throughout the store. This Friday through Christmas Eve. Only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores while supplies last.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
HPV is often associated with cervical cancer. Kendra Johansson is here now. She found out how updated screening guidelines that include HPV testing offer women 30 and older reassurance with less frequent screening.
As many as 20 million Americans are infected with the human papillomavirus, or HPV, and two strains, HPV 16 and 18, are responsible for 70% of cervical cancers. That's why Healthy Women's CEO Beth Badalino says HPV testing is an important part of women's health.
Pap tests are recommended for women starting at the age of 21. At age 30, an HPV test is used with a pap test to detect HPV infection that may lead to cervical cancer.
The screening guidelines have recently changed as a result of new data showing screening with both tests is better for detecting cervical disease and cancer in women 30 and older.
According to the American Cancer Society, women between the ages of 21 to 29 now can get a Pap test every 3 years instead of every year. And the use of a Pap test and an HPV test together every 5 years is the preferred method of screening for women between the ages of 30 and 65.
Ask your doctor about HPV testing and the new screening guidelines. For more, go to healthywomen.org/HPV. That's Healthcare Now from Healthy Women.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston beer.
Goodbye. Sorry. The hour is over. We're done. Listen, the next hour, though.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.